Last Sunday, Kenya's Dennis Kimeto set a new world record by finishing the Berlin Marathon in 2 hours, 2 minutes, and 57 seconds. That's 26 seconds faster than the previous record, which was set just last year when Kenya's Wilson Kipsang broke the previous mark by 15 seconds. All this has led many to conclude that a sub-2-hour marathon is imminent. Exercise physiologist Ross Tucker joins me from South Africa. Ross, we're just 2 minutes and 57 seconds away from a 2-hour marathon. So why isn't getting there as easy as a recreational runner shaving a few minutes off her best time?
Because imminent means different things to different people. And when you're at the level of these athletes, 2 minutes and 57 seconds, which to you, me, and most recreational runners sounds like an easy target to set yourself for your next race. For these guys, that's 4 seconds a kilometer. That's a lifetime. Mm. So even if we can knock 20 seconds off at each time, you're still looking at 9 world records to go before we get to sub two. The fundamental issue is that when you're at the limit of what human beings have ever done, never mind yourself, the margin for error is so small that if pacing is not good, if your training is not good, if the weather is not good, if the tactics are not good, the record is off.
This is presumably why, although the world record has been broken 7 times since 2002, you suggest we should be focused on how often it has not been broken.
Exactly. So it's very easy to get caught up and say, look at all these successful attempts. But, you know, there are 7 or 8 attempts a year. And so for every one that we've seen, we've seen perhaps 10 go missing.
How is it that the last 6 times the record has been broken, it's been in Berlin? How important is the course?
Fundamentally non-negotiable. The problem is that all the courses have got little things that affect them. London, too many twists and turns. Sometimes it's windy. Chicago, it's been too hot. It's been too cold. It's been too windy. Boston, too hilly, too hot. New York, too many hills. Berlin is the one that stands out and says, weather permitting, we've got the perfect conditions.
Before we get serious about a sub-2-hour marathon, you have suggested we should pay attention to the half marathon. Why is that?
There's a certain degree of connectedness between these events. You know, the marathon doesn't exist in isolation. And if we want to see a sub-2-hour marathon, there are implications for what we should be seeing in a half marathon, what we should be seeing at 10 kilometers. And we're not seeing those yet. So it's too early to speculate about that sub-2.
I wonder if there is a limit. Will we see a sub-2-hour marathon?
If I said yes, there's a limit, and we won't see a sub-2-hour marathon, then someone will find this on the internet in 50 years' time, and I'll probably look like a fool, because scientists have been made fools of before. You know, in the 1950s, the big barrier was the sub-4-minute mile, and sure, we now know a lot more than we did then. But experts at that stage were saying, no, it's not possible. Now the world record in the mile is 17 seconds faster than the supposed limit. So we've been shown up before, and I'm sure we'll be shown up again. I have a feeling that unless there are major shifts in technology and there are major changes, most of the world records are starting to level off. There was a group of scientists in France recently who produced a paper showing that by about the mid-2030s, the records will have leveled off. Whether that happens before or after sub-2, I'm not sure. I think we'll see a sub-2, but I think we need to be a bit more patient than people might be willing to be at the moment.
Ross Tucker is an exercise physiologist and sports consultant at the University of Cape Town and Sports Science Institute of South Africa. Ross, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure, and I hope we have this discussion 10 records from now when we actually talk about a 159.
I look forward to it, absolutely.
Thanks, ciao.